She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams. Lucas, how's your day going so far?
Going great. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's an early morning, but, you know, we're here for the Coaches Show. It's an exciting time in Pendleton Heights, of course, mainly the topic of today's Coaches Show. Pendleton Heights got the win over Greenfield Central last night in round two of sectionals. Final score for that one, 31-21, and what a way to do it. The energy was there last night. We had a full student section. All the parents, they were standing up, you know, in every call that was against the Arabians. They were fighting it, and that's Pendleton for you. There's the only other game I've seen, you know, that much hype and around, you know, people gathered around for it was the week prior, and that was Newcastle. So the energy is really here.
Yeah, I mean, going into this game, of course, you knew that this is going to be probably the biggest game of the year. I mean, against an opponent that, I mean, is 8-2. I mean, a very tough opponent that you've already played and you did end up losing to. But, I mean, the fans did show up, and it was just such an amazing game.
Greenfield Central had knocked Pendleton Heights out of sectionals for the past 2 years. They had won the past six straight matchups. And if you weren't from Pendleton, all the signs pointed to Greenfield Central winning. But everyone in and around Pendleton in the high school, they could tell you no one counted this team out, at least here in their hometown. And, if that game wasn't played here at John Broughton Field, I don't know if it would have gone the same. You know, the Arabians got off to such a hot start. Energy was just there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give your props to the defense. They have improved exponentially since the beginning of this season, and, you know, they kind of struggled in the running side of the game. I mean, and then they started playing against some pretty tough opponents, and, I mean, they just got better at it week after week, practice after practice. And, I mean, going into this game, they knew, you know, what they needed to do in order to stop them.
Yeah, I think the main, you could see it mostly with the improvement was the Arabian defensive line. You know, the past week they went against Caleb Clapp, the great running back from Newcastle. They were able to shut him down pretty efficiently. Now they're going against Greenfield Central. Greenfield Central, you know, one of the better, I say the best rushing team in the conference, most well-rounded rushing offense. And they handled them perfectly. They executed very well. The defensive line, this stat proves it for you. There was five fumbles according to Max Preps. I saw six because I saw Dallas Friedman fumble once that he recovered his own, so he didn't lose it. But Max Preps has it as they fumbled five times and lost all five of them. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, this defense is just, it's just hard to put it into words of how much they improved, you know? Looking back at last season, they had a lot of seniors that ended up graduating. And, I mean, these are seniors that they were the stars of the show. And, you know, going into this, you have to fill in those shoes, and they did it perfectly. I mean, we have some big guys out there that are able to block and just set the perfect screen.
Yeah, so breaking down that little game, I don't know why I said that, Keaton Jones started off, really set the tone early, had a big quick touchdown down the right sideline. I think that was really important, set the tone, told them, you know, we are not a team to mess with, and it really showed as the Arabians had a big lead, you know, going into halftime. After that, the defense, you know, they forced multiple turnovers, just getting the offense back on the field. You know, they had a real unbreakable offensive rhythm, and that really showed, especially into the second half, is, you know, halftime. That usually can, you know, break a team's stride, and I think the offense slowed down a little bit, but they still hit their stride and continued to score points.
Yeah, I mean, the Arabians, throughout the season, they've kind of struggled with slowing down at some points in the game, whether it's the beginning part of the game and then you get warmed up, or you start off hot and then you kind of end up falling off. But in this game, they stayed throughout, I mean, the entire game. And one of the things that was there was the communication between the Arabians. You know, you see just the kind of the right plays. You know, they didn't really, there weren't too many mess ups. Yeah, a few mistakes here and there, but compared to the Cougars, I mean, they were making mistakes left and right with Dallas Freeman and running backs, whether it's just, you know, pitching it to the wrong person at the wrong time. I mean, the Arabians, they just had it down.
Yeah, we mentioned it a couple times on the broadcast. It looked like there was just everyone on the Greenfield Central offense was not on the same page. Dallas Friedman would look around and hand it off to the wrong side or, you know, low snaps or things like small things that, you know, ruined the drive. And, you know, that adds up. You do that two drives, that's two possessions you could have potentially scored on, potentially 14 to 18 points. 18's not 16 is what I meant. You get the idea. Things like that start to add up, and it really did last night. And, you know, coming out of the half, you're down 21-0. After that, their offense started to pick up, but you're in a hole 21 points. That's going to be hard to dig your way out of.
Yeah, of course. I mean, just looking at one of the plays where they got penalized, and then it was third down, and then Dallas Freeman ended up getting sacked, and then fourth down ended up getting sacked again. I mean, defense is there, and just the communication between the Cougars just was not there. I mean, you'd see it sometimes in the throwing side of things where, you know, Dallas Freeman, he'd kind of get a little bit anxious, and he'd, you know, throw it off to Hinton or something and get a few yards. But, I mean, it was nothing that was really set in stone.
Yeah, the pass game that Greenfield Central had, Dallas Freeman had 7 carries, 134 yards, and 2 touchdowns. They held him to 10 rushing yards last night. That is so impressive, and that's got to be a big mental win for Pendleton Heights. This is a team that's beaten you the past few years. Before that, Pendleton Heights had, you know, the better end of that rivalry, but now Greenfield Central has it, and that finally has stopped. You know, next time we broadcast a Greenfield Central game, we're not going to say 6 straight wins. We're going to say Pendleton won the last one, because they did, and they made a statement in sectionals, and they said no more.
I mean, going into this game, you feel like, oh, Greenfield Central, they're definitely going to win. I mean, 8-2, they've already beat Pendleton once. They faced against some tough opponents, and yeah, they've only lost 2 opponents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them is New Pal, and they haven't lost a single game this year. So, I mean, just going into this, Pendleton didn't have the record, but that doesn't really mean too much. You know, we stated in the broadcast multiple times that at one point Pendleton was 2-5. Does that reflect what they actually are? No. They played against some really tough opponents, and they've just made some silly mistakes here and there. Cost them a little bit of some losses, but, I mean, once they get it together, they got it together.
Now they're 6-5, and I still don't think that reflects who this team is. Every week you're seeing improvement, and they're grinding and getting a little bit better and better. You know, they were on a point where they had 4 losses in a row. Now they're on a streak of 4 straight wins. You know, that does something to a team. You want to get rolling as you head into the postseason. Now they're in the postseason. They've won 2 games. They're going into the sectional championship with high hopes. Looking at the history of the Arabians in the third round sectional championship, all time, they are 2-6. Their last win came against New Pal in 2011. Final score 24-13. Arabians get on top. Before that, they also won against Greenfield Central in 2010. They beat them 14-0. So Arabians have 2 sectional titles in their history. Next week, they're going to be competing for their third. So again, very happy things. Last night, the field was rocking. It was a pretty electric scene.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a big moment for Pendleton, of course. You know, getting this far in the sectionals is a very hard task, especially with the Hoosier heritage and just how great some of these teams are. And, you know, finally coming into here, you know, they just won it. You know, we talked to Coach Richmond before this game and asked him, you know, how's the team feeling? How's everyone doing? And he says, we're doing great. We had a great week of practice, and, you know, the energy is just there.
With that, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to head coach of the Arabian football team, Coach Richmond. So stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Community Sports and Wellness, Fitness, Tennis, Pickleball, and Athletics, located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Dive into the world of sports with our podcast, Inside the Playbook, a bi-weekly podcast hosted by your WEEM sports staff.
We welcome you here to this episode of ASN Inside the Playbook.
If you are all about sports, then this is the podcast for you. You can find Inside the Playbook anywhere podcasts can be found or on YouTube as 917-WEEM-WEEM Media. All the latest sports news right here on 917-WEEM.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri here with Lucas Williams, and today we have our guest, Coach Richmond, head coach of the Arabian football team. How's your morning going so far, Coach?
Oh, it's great. Thanks for having me.
So last night you guys had a big win over Conference Greenfield Central in the second round of sectionals. So starting off, what does this win mean for you and for the team?
Well, I mean, for me, selfishly, I get to coach these boys another week, you know, and man, what a great group of kids. Man, I'd be telling you the same thing, but I feel like I hit the lottery because I get another week. I couldn't be more proud of our resilience. I talked about it a little bit last night. You know, and it's hard to gauge these things, and I don't mean disrespect to the players before us, but my goodness, if that wasn't the most violent and physical football game that we inflicted on another team, I don't know what was in my 9 years here. So I'm really, really proud. And I think in some ways, for some of these guys, it's out of their comfort zone. You know, and they grew up in a lot of ways, and they're going to have to keep doing that this week. I mean, you know, to do what we've never done, that's what you got to do. You can't keep doing the same thing. And so, you know, I mean, I think Nico White had 6 black jersey hits in the first half. You know, I mean, and that's a tone setter. I mean, Luke Graham on the first or second run play, I mean, he comes off a linebacker and punches the safety and he goes flying. I mean, it was just a physical backyard brawl. And we were the enforcers. And, you know, we can't change that. We got a bigger, better team staring at us, and that's their mantra. That's what they do, you know, and they do it really, really well at a championship level all the time. And so we've got to be consistent. But man, am I proud of the way we fought last night, and we left it on the field. You know what I mean? And it was good to see the guys having fun playing like that, because they can do it. And we've shown it in spots this season, but we put it all together last night again.
So the team started out probably the fastest that they have all year. Mm-hmm. What was the energy like in the locker room going into this game?
Pretty serious. So they were pretty locked in. We played like we practiced, you know, and just attack mode, you know. when your back's against the wall and this is it, like, you don't have really any options. And that's the, you know, you do. And, but these guys came out, and really just, you know, we told them, you don't get another. I mean, this level, you know, I had a reporter tell me, you know, this is a week that separates the pretenders from the contenders. And, it literally does, but that's a little derogatory. So, like, I mean, that was my challenge to the kids. You want to be a pretender or contender? And here we are now. We get to compete for a championship. So, you know, we don't just want to show up, you know. I mean, and that's kind of my message. Like, you know, we got better. New Pal has better things to do than waste a week. So if we want to just give them the trophy, then we can do that now and save everybody the time and effort and energy this week.
Yeah, so this week you were pretty run-heavy compared to previous. The Pendleton Heights Arabian offense, mm-hmm. they're not scared to throw it, yeah. but we didn't see too many of those. You know, Nate DeRolf didn't have many targets, and I mean, yeah. not to pinpoint him specifically, but why was there such a heavy run emphasis?
Number 6 is pretty good. I'm not being a smart aleck. I mean, he was, I don't know, 18 rushes for 190 yards. If we don't get a cheap holding call, he's over 200 again. He went over the 1,500 mark for the season. Which is, no one's done that since I've been here. The O-line controlled the line of scrimmage. I mean, they got us a couple times and they're a good defense, but I mean, we handled their pressure and we got after them. And I thought those guys up front played really, really well. And, doesn't mean we don't have things to work on all the way around. We're going to have to be even better this week, but my goodness, when those guys are playing like they're playing and you got a back like Keaton Jones, you know, and at times we're trying to give our defense a break because it was hard to get those guys off the field. It always is. You know, I don't know. I don't know the exact stats, but I don't remember them really having a big play. And what we consider a big play, 15-yard run or more. I don't think they had one all night. We're tackling legs like crazy. We're beating them up. You know, Nico and those boys, Preston Wolf. I mean, you know, we're not healthy either. So all these coaches can say what they want to say, but no one's healthy right now. Like, New Pal's beat up. I mean, anybody goes through our conference, and now we've gone through it twice, like, everybody's beat up. Everybody is not 100%. So the team that handles that the best is the one that's going to come out on top. And, you know, I couldn't be I couldn't be more proud of the fight we had and the attitude, but it was all week. It was a hard week, and we challenged him, and we challenged him, and, you know, some tough love for 5 days in a row, and now we got 6 more days of it, and we're going to compete for a championship. So, but at the same time, you go back to your question. I mean, you know, we got to take what they give us, and you know, we threw the ball. I think Colton was 6 for 12. We had a couple drops. I thought he played an excellent game. That might be his best game ever. Played with a lot of conviction, which challenged him with. He really led this team last night. Smart throwaway, smart jumping on a loose ball. You know, we had 2 turnovers. I mean, shoot, the interception was, you know, silly. He hit Keaton in the back of the helmet as he was trying to get rid of it, and then their lineman catches it, you know. I mean, but then we stopped him, you know, and so that's the selling point there. Like, we put out the fire. I mean, that's what you got to do when bad things happen. So, but I thought Colton played with a ton of poise and really just his best game leadership-wise, and he's got his team in the championship.
So you made Greenfield Central kind of have to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Them being a rushing team, how beneficial was it to make them look to the air?
Well, they went to their B menu, you know, and for different reasons, and I don't know. But and they got us. I mean, their double dive's legit. I mean, they do some things that make it really tough. And, you know, and we bent. We didn't break. And then, you know, the passing game, shoot, we just got to make plays, you know. I mean, it is hard. You know, it is hard. And, you know, as a coach, I've seen it. You know, when I was an assistant at Carmel, we forced Center Grove to go to a spread, which is, they're a tremendous wing T team. You know, and you got to play ball. You practice all week against all this stuff, and then you force them into, you know, more of a spread formation and throwing because they're behind. That isn't their strength. So we sure as heck need to make sure we execute and read our keys and, you know, and make plays. And, you know, those are the correctables. So you take away the other team's best stuff, or they get impatient with it, right? And they're pressing to make plays. You got to make sure they don't. Now you got them where they want them. Now you got to put them out. And that's what a team like New Pal always does. And they do it every week. They do it against everybody they play. They take away the other team's best plays, and they force you. They force your hand, you know? And so it's good to see. You know, it's good to see us come away with, you know, that we caused turnovers. I talked to Zion about that, you know, early and often this season. And we've really come into it. You know, they, I'm sure their newspaper spins it another way, but they really only gave us 1. We caused the rest. And whether with our pressure or with contact, I mean, Peterson and those guys up front, Eldridge, Kiesling, my goodness. Again, Wolf. I mean, those guys flying around, Nico and Aiden inside, and of course Luke Graham came in. I thought, and I challenged him this week. I said, "We're gonna win because you're gonna have to play more snaps than you've played all year." And man, he answered the call, and he was a dog out there. He just flat out was he was a tremendous effort by Luke Graham.
Why was this game so violent? You know, they had won the past 6. They'd got the better of us recently, but. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. You guys forced 6 fumbles. Greenfield Central losing 5 of those. You know, Nico White had a personal foul call that the Arabians didn't like. But just physicality all across the board. Where did it come from?
Well, I mean, it's how we train them. I mean, it's how we lift. It's how we play. It's how football is played. And we the more aggressive team's going to win. You know, and so it's between the ears. You know, and. They play that way. You know, they are, I mean, they are a tough, it's nothing dirty. I mean, it's absolutely nothing dirty. And Nico's penalty was ticky-tack. I mean, you can't lead with your head. The guy was a crossing. I mean, I'll take it. I'll take aggressive penalties like that. He wasn't trying to hurt anybody. It was really, it was not, I thought it was on Rally because he smoked the receiver. So, and, you know, at the same time, like, that's okay. We'll take aggressive penalties. Okay, you know, and it's a tone setter. And, you know, what I didn't like is as they were running their mouth and even one of their kids flipped our student section off, that sort of shenanigans, like, we're not going to be a part of. And we need to shut our mouths and play ball. And Our play did the talking. So, but when you get, I mean, you know, their border touches ours. We know a lot of them. They know a lot of us. There's a lot of back and forth, and they've had our number for 3 years. You know, I mean, this was a big one getting that off our back. You know, and but it was about more than that. It's about moving forward now and compete for a championship. And we want to be considered contenders. We want to be taken serious, and we need to be serious and play serious ball. And we need to earn respect. And, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now. So anybody that doesn't have that mindset, we'll leave behind Friday.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, another segment with head coach, Coach Richmond. But thanks for joining us for the first one. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams, as well as the head coach of the Arabian football team, Coach Richmond. Now, Coach, we talked about your past game against Greenfield Central, a great win, but now you're moving on to New Pal, 10-0-1, their only tie coming to Decatur Central. This is a great team. You've seen them once so far this season. In that game, you guys had a fair bit of penalties. This is a much different team than that last game that you played them. So how has the team changed, and how, you know, of course, you never win any penalties. How are you going to go at that? You know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you can't beat yourself. New Pal won't beat themselves. You know, they're not gonna turn the ball over recklessly. You got to take it away if you're gonna get a turnover. You know, they block a punt last game. There's a lot of things they did to us that we've got to correct. And again, it's you know, the process that we live by. They've got one too. Every good coach has got a blueprint. Every good coach has got a system. Coach Ralph's obviously first class and championship all the time. You know. You know, and they're going to practice hard, and they're going to prepare hard every day. Their kids are top notch. They're going to lift hard this week. They're going to do what they do every single day, and they're going to win every day. And then that produces on Friday. For us, it's similar. We say different words, but you know, talk is cheap. We got to go do it, and we've been close. They've pounded us at times. You know, there's people around here who, you know, they don't. We play them in PJFL. There's some parents that don't like it. There's some parents that they don't want to do that. And you know what? Those parents and those people, they shouldn't play football. I'm just going to be straight up with you. Like, they are a first-class football program. They win championships because they play it the right way. And I have nothing but respect for them. So I'm so excited to play these guys. I don't know who else you'd want to play. They're number one team in the state. They're undefeated. They don't have a tie. That game didn't count. And it's a conference foe. I mean, you know, I mean, what else you want? You know what I mean? It's an exciting time, and we got to seize the moment. And we did that last week against a bitter rival. You know, New Pal doesn't consider us a serious opponent, I don't think. That's no disrespect to them. Why should they? What have we done lately? You know what I mean? But I will tell you, I said it last night, you know, after our 27-26 loss at Delta, people left us for dead in the water. And that locker room did not. And since then, we've ripped off four games in a row. And doesn't matter the opponent, we beat, you know, four teams, two really good, two ranked teams. You know, it's Greenfield we haven't beat. I mean, we could talk about all these things, but the thing I told the kids last night, and I've said it for as long as I've coached, when you win, you don't have to make excuses. And that's my challenge this week. Let's not make excuses. Let's go play ball. So
in the last two games, your D-line has had a lot of success against the run. Of course, how do you feel now going against Josh Raines, who is the conference leader in rushing yards and touchdowns?
Excited. I mean, let's go play the best, you know? I mean, they have the... They have the best O-line. They got the best D-line. They got the best linebackers. They've got the best DBs. They got the best quarterback. They've got the best tailback. They got the best receivers. Their kicker's really good. Their punter's awesome. Their coach is better than me. Their AD's awesome. Their principal, superintendent. I mean, New Pal is maybe the best city in Indiana. I'm just laying it all out there. I don't know why we don't all just move there and play there. And that's not at you. That's at my mindset right now. So we're going to go work on our blocking and tackling this week, and we're going to do it as physical and fast as we can, and we're going to leave it on their field. That is my plan this week. And I'm not sure who's coming with me, but I know Rick's driving the bus, and I know we are going right down the highway to New Pal on Friday, and we'll be there at 7 for kickoff.
So New Pal's offense has survived off a lot of big plays this year. You know, they've got 99-yard passes, their longest run, 83 yards. Mm-hmm. And the Pendleton Heights defense, you know, they haven't been too successful against big plays this year. And that Delta game, you know, just slow big plays at the end really lost them that game. So, but also in Greenfield Central, you know, they didn't have to worry about those big plays. They shut it down early.
They did.
And they were fine. So now how are you going to approach, you know, big play defense going into this conference giant of a team?
Yeah. The same way we do all the time. I mean, we're going to read our keys and we're going to play ball. I mean, you know, we got to be disciplined, and we've got to communicate, and we got to go make plays. And as long as we do that, we got a chance. We talk ourselves out of it. It's going to be a long night. So I'm going to find some guys that won't talk themselves out of it or listen to people that want to tell them that they're so good, and we're going to go fight them.
So last time you played New Pal, kind of your number one offensive options were pretty locked down. You know, Keaton Jones, he had 13 carries for 25 yards and a touchdown. Nate Dorolf, he had one catch for 25 yards.
Yeah.
How are you going to avoid that going into the sectional championship?
Well, it's a team game. I mean, they're going to take away our best weapons. That's their game plan, I would assume. You know, they're going to be a physical team. They're going to run their defense. They're not going to change anything. Why should they? They got one of the best defenses in the state at any level. I mean, their interior six are as good as any level in the state of Indiana. So that's what we're facing. So they're going to take away our best plays. They're going to try to take away our best players. So that's going to be an opportunity for other guys to step up because there's 11 guys on the field. So if they say six is not going to beat us, somebody else has got to beat them. And that's as simple as it is. And then when he gets his opportunities, he's got to make them pay. And but they're not going to change. They're going to read their keys, and they're going to be violent and physical, and they're playing for a championship, you know, and I don't know how many sectionals this is in a row for them, or I don't even know. I have no idea what their winning record is, like in a row or whatever against us, and it doesn't really matter because what matters is Friday we're going to play. So, but, you know, the answer is we got to be us, and kids need to step up. Players need to make plays. We're going to do things the way we always do. And we're going to run our offense. We're going to run our defense. And I'm going to take a group of kids down to New Pal Friday who I believe in. And I've believed in, and I've told you, and I've told others, week in and week out, if we show up and we don't beat ourselves, we got a chance. And you saw that last night against what many didn't believe. And I'm not naive. There's a whole bunch of people in the crowd that they weren't sure we were going to win. And why should they? We haven't been consistent, right? And I don't mean that disrespectfully. People aren't naive. They're going to believe what they want. But I sure do appreciate the people that have been behind us the whole time. And the bandwagon is not full. So we'll let anybody on. But we expect some loyalty. And I sure do appreciate that student section and everybody coming out last night, though, because it was a great environment. And they sure did help.
So your next game against New Pal, that will be the sectional championship. Last time the Arabians did win the sectional championship, it was against New Pal in 2011. So is there any extra pressure on your side of things? Of course, you've played two win-or-go-home football games already.
No. I mean, no one puts more pressure on us than me. And what were you doing in 2011?
I don't know.
How old were you?
Well, I was born in 2008, so 4 or 5.
Yeah. That's good stuff, huh? That was my second year being head coach. 2011 was a good year. That was a good year. That was a long time ago. It's a new day. We're a new team. We cannot allow apathy and all the pats on the back from beating Greenfield. Somebody texted me last night, this is our eighth season in a row, 500 or better. That's a tremendous feat. Hadn't been done in school history. You know, each year we add to that. But, you know, that sure didn't seem possible 5 weeks ago to many people. Seemed possible to me. Seemed possible that we'd get here. And I believe in these kids. And I'm not naive about it, but I've seen good in these guys since I moved to this town. And I've said that before. When I moved and we bought our house, I saw some of these boys playing wiffle ball in the backyard. And I knew this is where I wanted to come. And I knew this is where I wanted to raise my family. And I knew this is where we could do special things. And sooner or later, we're going to punch through. And we got a great opportunity. These opportunities don't come all the time. They don't. And this team has made it happen. They have made it happen. No one's given us anything. Greenfield didn't tap out Friday. Newcastle didn't tap out the week before. Shelbyville really didn't tap out the week before that. It's a very, very physical and competitive game, and the team that handles that the best is the one that's going to win. So I'm really looking forward to a great week of prep. I love what you guys do in here, and I appreciate all Weem does to support us. So speaking of, good luck to cross country today before this is over. Got a couple kids running in that, obviously. Hopefully we get a championship today.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for our segments here with you, Coach. Good luck next week, and hopefully we'll see you when you come out on top.
Planning on it. Go Ravens.
That's going to wrap it up for this segment, but stay tuned. Michael Hooker got a chance to sit down with Jake O'Reilly, wide receiver and defensive back for the Pendleton Heights Arabians football team. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Michael Hooker. I am joined here with one of the seniors on the Pendleton Heights football team, Jacob Rowley. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm glad to be out here.
So getting things started here, obviously this is your senior season here at Pendleton Heights. You transferred in here your freshman year. So what really was kind of your thinking going into your freshman year here at Pendleton Heights?
Well, you know, I didn't really know what to expect. Growing up in a whole different county, I wasn't really familiar with any of Pendleton's like sports programs, but my grandparents are very good friends with the Pankles. So I kind of knew who Eli Pankel was, and I knew he was very successful here. And it was just kind of a new opportunity that I was looking forward to. So, yeah.
Okay, so senior season pretty much fully under your belt here for football. You've had all 9 weeks of the regular season, plus the week of sectionals that you guys just had, and you guys had a game this week as well. So what really did you get out of your senior year of football?
A lot of growth, honestly. You know, with the senior class leaving last year, I was asked to do a lot as an upcoming senior, and just a lot of maturity, being a leader, and just trying to keep the guys together.
Okay, so you mentioned a lot about that senior class last year there and how you were expected to do a lot. How did you really see not just yourself but some of the other seniors on the team really step up into that leadership role?
Well, you know, Nick Trout was a great leader. More leader of the defense, and he always corrected me and showed me. I mean, he showed me how to tackle, just really, like, helped me improve on my leadership skills just from watching him on the field. And Clint Miller was also a very good help to me. He was the other starting safety with me last year, and I just used what they taught me and try to pass that down to the younger guys.
Okay, so you are a very dynamic player here for Pendleton Heights. You play receiver on the offensive side, strong safety on the defensive side. You're also a punt and kick returner as well. So really, how does being such a dynamic player on the football field really help you for other sports?
Well, I think honestly, rugby has helped me more with football. You know, I think breaking tackles is a lot easier coming from rugby. But I don't know. I just try to push myself in every situation I'm in. I try to go as hard as I can and just try to execute my job. So set us up for the best position to win.
Okay. And you mentioned, you know, you're trying to pass on some of Nick Trout's knowledge onto some of the younger guys. Well, who's really one of the younger guys that you're trying to really develop into another really good safety like yourself?
First off, it'd be Grant Ellis. You know, me and him train together every day of the summer. I was my partner back there, and he ended up having a season-ending injury in our media day scrimmage, and that was just very unfortunate. But a guy stepped up, Wyatt Elijah. I tried to teach him everything I know. He had a great, pretty much a game-sealing pick six in the game last Friday. And Cooper Sims as well. I try to give him pointers, you know. This is his first year at corner, and he's done an amazing job. So, yeah, those two guys really I've been trying to coach up and share my knowledge with.
And there's a lot of players on that defense going into week one that hadn't really seen a lot of varsity minutes.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
know, Braden Folk, Talon Foster, the transfer in from another school.
Yeah.
Sean Singh, Preston Wolf going into that game. Mm-hmm. So really, what were you really hoping to see in their development from week one to now going into second week of sectionals?
On all sides of the ball, I think the growth is just, it's huge. I mean, the confidence in our guys has grown tremendously. You know, our record has kind of put us on the teeter-totter a little bit with team morale, but I mean, coaches ask us to execute our jobs, and guys are going out there and doing it now. You know, there wasn't a lot of confidence in our passing defense for the first half of the season, I'd say. And now, I mean, DB's won defensive player of the game for the game last week, and I think that was really boostful to both defensive morale and team morale.
Yeah, and offensively, going back to that, some statistics that we haven't really seen in a while here at Pendleton Heights. Colton Frank passing for over 1,600 yards.
Yeah.
Keaton Jones closing in on that 1,400-yard mark on the ground. And yourself, over 400 yards receiving with Nate Rolfe to your side with over 500 yards receiving. So what did you really see out of this offense and how dynamic they were on the field?
I mean, we honestly, just keeping it straight up, we have a bunch of dogs out there. And, you know, when our guys are on, nobody is stopping us, you know. All of us, I mean, our class, not the biggest class, but the guys that are guys have stepped up and got the job done. So those guys are great. Big shout out to Nate, Keaton, and Colton. Great players.
Yeah, and then defensively, obviously you play safety, but you have to kind of rely on your middle linebackers some. And Nico White, the senior linebacker, has really kind of shown into a role, leading the team in tackles with 85. You're close behind with 81. So what have you really seen out of him and being more vocal out there on the field?
He has stepped up tremendously. I mean, filling in Nick Trout's shoes is no easy task. And he wasn't even going to play football this year, which is kind of crazy. He wanted to play soccer, but, you know, after pushing and pushing and pushing, we convinced him to come back, and he's been such a help to the team. I mean, he has no fear at all, goes in there and fills the hole like he should, and he's a great player, an asset to have on this team.
And then the outside linebacker, Rylan Kiesling, started his sophomore year out there next to Eli Arthur now. Once again, has started this whole season. So really, what have you seen in his development as an athlete?
I have weights with him, and just seeing him in the weight room and his work ethic, I mean, he's nonstop go. That guy wants to do nothing but win, and he's such a great asset to have on our team, and I'm glad he's on our team. That's all I can say. He does his job to the best of his ability and goes out there and gets the job done.
Yeah, and last season, he came off of having multiple interceptions, I believe 3 or 4 interceptions. This year, he only had one, and that was back in week one against mm-hmm. Lebanon. So really, defensively, less turnovers than what you had last year, but where do you kind of make up for that on the defense with having less turnovers?
You know, I feel like, honestly, teams have not thrown it as much on us this year. They've kind of attacked us with the inside run game, but our tackling compared from week one to now it's like it'd be completely two different teams, you know. I think we missed, what, maybe like 50 tackles that first game against Lebanon. And, you know, defensive coaches challenged us. And, you know, we answered the message. Our tackle legs squeeze them, put them down on the ground. You know, we just got to execute our job, and I think we've been doing that, so we'll see.
All right, and then last question here. Obviously, practice is a big thing. How are you really trying to help out in practice and being that big vocal leader that we know you are?
Honestly, just trying to motivate the guys to see the end goal here. Like, we have a goal, and that's to win as many games as possible and to keep going. You know, I don't want to be done with football yet, and I'm sure the other seniors would say the same thing. But just having that confidence to know that we can go out there and we can compete with any of these teams that we play against. I think when you bring in the ifs and could-haves and should-haves, you know, that just leaves room for doubt. And I try to prevent all that by just motivating guys to see their full potential and see the full potential of this team and what we could accomplish. I don't know the last time that we won first round of sectionals. It was before I got here. But I think we've been on a pretty good run here, and I think we'll have a lot of confidence going to this game coming up on Friday.
All right. Well, that will do it for this interview. Thank you so much, Jacob, for joining me here today.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a short break, but when we return, the rest of the Coach's Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com. Detour Salon and Style. This 91.7 WEEM sports program is sponsored by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers. Located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you to this edition of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Lucas Williams, and I'm joined by sophomore safety, Wyatt Elijah. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great.
So, just getting straight into it, how long have you been involved with football?
I've been involved with football for a while. Of course, I started flag. I've played every single year up till now. So, yeah, I've been involved in football for a while now.
So, I'm guessing you started in elementary school?
Yep.
Do you remember exactly what grade?
First grade, I believe, because that's the first year I could play.
So what kind of got you started, you know, either like family, friends, or just kind of anything?
Definitely my dad. Big football fan. You know, he got me into every sport that I play. And so, yeah, I'd say my dad definitely helped me start football.
Yeah, and speaking about other sports, you know, kind of wondering, we interview a lot of different players, and they've played a lot of different sports throughout their career. Have you played any other, you know, things except football?
Yeah, I play basketball and baseball here at Pendleton too. Yeah.
So, mentioned that you are a safety. Were there any other positions that kind of stuck with you?
Yeah, I also play running back. So, I was on JV first part of the season, played running back for JV. So, yeah. Earlier in the season, I actually was an outside linebacker too before I switched to safety. So, that position didn't really stick, but yeah, running back definitely stuck with me.
You know, and this is kind of an important thing to mention, is that this is recorded before the big game. So how do you feel about this matchup?
I actually feel great. I feel like the coaches have made a great game plan. I feel like all our players are really locked in, and I feel like we could go beat these Cougars.
Yeah, so of course we are in the second round of sectionals. And, you know, as we're in the latter part of your schedule, what has been kind of the best part of the season for this football team?
So obviously we lost, you know, a couple games there during the middle of the season. But I think really these last three games against Yorktown, Shelbyville, and Newcastle has been our best. We've been playing the best football. Our offense has been, you know, playing great. Our defense has been playing a lot better. And, you know, so yeah, I definitely feel like the end of the season, which is probably the best because, you know, we're in the playoffs and we have to win to advance. So, yeah.
So last game against Newcastle, of course, you had an amazing pick six. So one of your defenders kind of tipped the ball and it landed just perfectly in your hands. I mean, you were just right in the perfect position. So How did you kind of make that play?
So, yeah, I was safety. We were in cover two, which, you know, that means I'm on the hash there. So, basically, I see about to pass the ball, and then I see the running backs run these little, or the wide receivers run these little, like, hitches, what they're called, and they stop, and the quarterback throws the ball. The ball is a little high, and Ryland Kiesling tips the ball in the air, and the ball just comes right to me. So, of course, you know, the ball is coming right to you. Your eyes open a little bit, and you get really excited. So I caught the ball and just started running. Like, I just didn't, I knew nobody was going to catch me, and just started running towards the end zone, and I made it.
So, I mean, you mentioned it a little bit, but, you know, in that moment, what's kind of going through your mind? I mean, this is one of the biggest plays that, I mean, pretty much you could have as a defender.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, I just want to thank, like, all my teammates, because they were right there when I scored and celebrating with all of them. But it's been one of the best moments I've had playing football, period. I mean, you just run through the sideline, you're like, you see nobody in front of you, you're like, dang, I'm really about to score a touchdown here. And you're really about to, you know, the momentum kind of shifted when that play happened. You know, we were, you know, I wouldn't say we were down, but it was a close game. You know, everybody was probably on the edge of their seats. And then that happens, and it can really just make a team go, and eventually won the game. So, yeah.
So what do you think has been your biggest challenge going into this year, and how do you think you've overcame it?
My biggest challenge? That's a good question. I'd say it's probably my size, probably, if I had to say one. Because, I'm pretty tall, but I don't weigh the most. So just tackling those bigger running backs and those bigger wide receivers has definitely been a challenge, getting low and everything, having to overcome that. And, of course, I didn't start the season off on varsity, so having to, like, kind of work my way up the ranks and, you know, starting off on JV and getting to varsity has definitely been a challenge. But, you know, through hard work, I eventually made it.
So what do you think? You know, you did mention, of course, that pick six, and you said that it's probably one of the best moments you've ever had in football. But is there any kind of other moments that come to your brain when you think of, oh, that was, you know, one of the defining moments of my career?
If I had to think of a specific moment, it was probably in eighth grade. I scored the game-winning touchdown against Shelbyville. That was one of the only games we won that year, so it was really hype for me and my team. But, I mean, that's really the only one I can think of right now. Of course, that pick six is definitely the best. I mean, that was just awesome.
And one last question. Do you think you're going to do, you know, anything involved with football, you know, in your later part of years, you know, whether that's playing in university or a rec league or even, you know, coaching or something?
I mean, I would like to. I mean, we'll see where the road takes me. But, you know, if I could play past high school, I definitely would want to. So, yeah, I mean, coaching is always an option, too. That sounds kind of fun. Maybe when, you know, I start to have my family, maybe coach my kids or whatever. So, yeah.
All right, well, that is all the time we have today. Thank you for joining me. And we'll be right back here on the ASN Coaches Show. You are listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Lucas Williams, my co-host. Lucas, we've had a great Coaches Show so far. We're going to wrap things all up here. But now, you know, we talked to Richmond, that Greenfield Central game. For football, I think the best game we've seen from the Arabians this season. Just so much improvement, so many bright things, so good run defense. And now next week, we got a date with New Pal, and it's going to be a rough day.
Yeah, I mean, going into this game, or going into that Greenfield Central game, I mean, you're thinking to yourself, you know, the Arabians, they've definitely improved since the start of this season, but are they really going to persevere and go out there and win this, you know, this tough sectional game? And, I mean, they did. They went out there and they, you know, they read their keys. They played perfectly. And, you know, now going into New Pal, you're thinking that exact same thing. But, I mean, it's just one more opponent. And now you know how to kind of stop the run a little bit. And with Josh Reins, he's kind of, we talked about this a little bit, how, you know, the running back position can be pretty different. You know, you have someone like Garrett who's small but well built and he can just kind of power through. And, you know, on that kind of same line, you have someone who's bigger and who's powerful and, you know, can do that exact same thing. But then you have someone like Keaton who's just fast and nimble but isn't very big. So, I mean, going to this game, Josh Reins, you know, he kind of plays like, you know, some of those other players like Cooper Hinton and, you know, Dallas Freeman, where he's, you know, bigger. So I think they're going to be able to kind of stop.
Yeah, looking at that Greenfield Central game a little bit, you know, going in, we had no clue what to expect, okay? Pendleton Heights has improved, and the last time they played them, that was the worst game of the season by far, okay? Greenfield Central will just beat down your team slow by slow. You know, you run the ball, your defense is going to get tired, and by the third, fourth quarter, you know, there's not a lot of happy faces on that defense, if you would. But, you know, the Arabians came out of the gates hot. If they can do that against New Pal, great things are going to happen. And now there's a title on the line. You know, this is the sectional championship. The Arabians haven't done this since 2011. Coach Richmond said to me, you know, how old were you? I was three. It's been a long time, you know. He said 2011 was a great year. If they can replicate that, again, this place is going to be so happy. They were so happy to beat Greenfield Central. You know, there was a lot more than football on the line there. It was a chippy matchup and conference. And now you're going against the best team in the state, 10 wins, no losses, and one tie to Decatur Central. You know, ergo on that one. But this is going to be a great matchup, and it's going to be tough to see how it plays out. But I think the Arabians have proved they got a chance. We knew that coming in. If you would have told us, you know, week four, you know, we're going to play New Pal in the sectional championship, I would have said, whoa, you know, this team has to make a big step, and it has to be soon.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't really seem like, you know, the season where you're going to get this far. You know, looking at last season, they were 7-3. I mean, they played really great, and it seems like they would be at this position, but no. These boys have really stepped up, and, I mean, they've just proven themselves, you know, what a team they can be. They show that, you know, the record doesn't matter. You know, say this over and over, but, I mean, 6-5 just doesn't really reflect how Pendleton really is. Like, you know, they've had some few mess-ups here and there and played against some tough opponents, but, I mean, overall, they're a great squad.
Yeah, and I think a big stat to mention for the Arabians, they forced, I believe, 6 fumbles last night, 5 of them being recovered, and Coach Richmond said they didn't give us any of those. That was a physical. He said that was one of the most violent physical games he has seen here as a Pendleton Heights Arabian. That just shows, you know, how dedicated and enforced this defense is. And if they can replicate that against the best team in the state, again, good things are going to happen. If they, again, replicate history, the last time they played New Pal sectional championship was their last sectional championship win, 2011. They won 24-13. Again, that would be a great night. If they can advance even further, you know, the winner, there's going to be one winner of this game, and they're going to be the sectional championship. New Pal, that's a winning culture. It's going to be a tough game to beat, but again, the Ravens can do it. You know, they've achieved great things this season, and they have greater ahead of them.
No, but going into this game, of course, the first thing that you need to kind of, you know, look over is your own team. You know, you need to look over yourself. It starts with, you know, you as a player. You know, you can't really go in here with a bad attitude. You can't go in there with a losing mentality. You know, looking at that Shelbyville game, you know, some of the players, of course, they thought, you know, oh, this is, you know, not the best opponent. We're going to, you know, go in there. It's going to be easy, yada, yada, yada. And there were some kind of attitude issues in the locker room. You know, we talked to Coach Richmond about that. But, I mean, they kind of struggled that first quarter. But he said that the boys, they were dialed in. And, you know, in that locker room against Greenfield Central, and you saw it. I mean, second play, touchdown, 45-yard rushing.
Yeah, he says there was just a seriousness in the locker room, and again, if they can replicate that, great things will happen. So to all listening, Lucas, can you break down some of New Pal's stats? So just get a better reference of who they are as a team.
Yeah, so looking at junior quarterback Jacob Davis, currently 91 for 140 with 1,479 yards, 19 touchdowns, and only one interception for the season. I mean, that is very impressive right there. And, of course, looking at the leading running back, Josh Reins, who's leading in carries, yards, and touchdowns in the Hoosier Heritage. He currently has 135 carries, 1,449 rushing yards, and 19 touchdowns, just like Jacob Davis.
You know, I told you this last night, Lucas, and it's going to be running back one versus running back two statistical-wise. And Keaton Jones, I'm going to say he wants to be the number one running back standing left in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. You know, games post this one are going to be against non-Hoosier Heritage teams. Of course, the winner of Pendleton Heights versus New Powell will play the winner of Indianapolis Bishop Chatard versus Ron Colley in the regional game. Whatever that may be, you know, you're looking past Hoosier Heritage Conference, and things are going to get better. Their teams are only going to get better. Coach Richmond said, you know, pretender or contender. You know, that's where we're at now, and we're just going to continue to see that as the season advances. But moving on a little bit, next week on Thursday, the Lady Arabians will play their first basketball game of the season, open at home versus Hamilton Heights. Again, some exciting things. The Arabians, Lady Arabians, that is, they left off their season last year 15-10. Now, bright things. Casey Warfel, her senior year as a Lady Arabian, she achieved some great things last year. Her over 1,000th point. She is over 1,500 on her career at Pendleton Heights. Last year, she averaged 25 points per game and 5.5 rebounds. So for Casey Warfel, it's going to be a big senior year for her. The Lady Arabians, they got big shoes to fill last year. They got seniors leaving like Skylar Baldwin, Chloe Jones. Those were both. Skylar Baldwin was the starter. Chloe Jones played a lot of basketball on that team. They've got big holes to fill, but they can do it, and it's going to be a great season for them starting on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, with this team kind of growing up, you see, you know, Casey Warfel, of course, approaching her senior year, and, I mean, she can definitely go for 2,000 in her career, and that is just a big thing for Arabians.
I believe 499 points away. I could be wrong, but I think, you know, the 2,000 is in the book still. Keep an eye on that. I guess we'll keep you updated via coaches' shows. But, you know, for the rest of the team, you got sophomore Ada Huffer last year, averaged 10 points, 11 rebounds per game. It's going to be that's a double-double right there. I mean, you'll take that every game. If she can start improving, you know, she's the height of this team, the center. Again, this is going to be a great season for them. They went 15-10 last year. If they can get a little bit better than that, you know, we have a voice line of Coach Rogers, and it says, you know, we want to make deep runs in the tournament. And if they can do that, again, great things ahead of them. I keep saying that here today, and that's just the moral of the story of this coach's show. You know, there's a nice energy, a nice aura in radiating through Pendleton after that big sectional win. So as to kick off, you know, cross country today, I think marching band's also at state. Just good feelings at Pendleton Heights.
Yeah, I mean, now as we're approaching, you know, November and sports are starting to wrap up and you get into these, you know, big kind of moments, I mean, Pendleton, they're kind of showing out on top. Of course, you mentioned all those people that are going to state, and, you know, with the Arabians, of course, going to this sectional championship for football. I mean, it's just an exciting time for Pendleton.
And with that, that's likely going to wrap it up for today's Coach's Show. For Lucas Williams, I am Zion Palmieri. Thanks for tuning in. Whether you listen for the whole of it, all of it, little bit of it, doesn't matter. We thank you for listening. You appreciate us sticking with it. We're going to be here Friday for the New Pal game. Of course, we're going to be traveling to New Pal broadcasting live. So stay tuned for that. Of course, keep posted on our athletic website for the time. Usually 7 o'clock, we're going to have a 6:45 pregame show. We'll be there, me and Lucas. And then following Saturday, we're going to have a coach's show. So, again, great things in Pendleton Heights. Thursday, girls basketball at home. Go and support them versus Hamilton Heights. Again, great things. That's a moral of this coach's show. I want you to take that away from today's coach's show. But now, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, senior living from Cardin. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, their phone number is 765-778-7501.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.